pre-recorded from Joe's mom's basement. It's a rewind episode of the Stacking Benjamin Show. Hey everyone, I'm Griffin the intern, or as the ladies in my caroling group call me, the Fintern. Happy holidays, everyone. To everyone who celebrates Christmas, I hope you had a merry one. To all of our Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah. And for all of our Seinfeld fans, hope you're having a wonderful Festivus. Take it easy with the feats of strength. When I got here, I found a wrapped present waiting for me. A wrapped present! I'd always thought these guys were cheap, but now I see a present? You have no idea how happy I was in that moment. With it was a handwritten note. Again, another classy touch that read, "Finn, Merry Christmas," from the Basement Guys. So you know what I did? I did exactly what you'd do. I tore into that bad boy. I thought, man, this could be anything. It could be a pair of noise-canceling headphones so I don't have to listen to Doug talk about his pants. It could be a new drone so I can see OG coming before he sees me. It could even be a Red Rider BB gun. The possibilities were endless, but wouldn't you know it, inside the little box was a flash drive. Gee, imagine my surprise. I plugged it in and, well, you can just hear now in my voice what it was. It was just an episode of this podcast. Well, I might as well share this gift with all of you. It's Stacking Benjamin's episode 246R, A Renter's Horror Story. The guest on this episode is Eric Narcisco, CEO of EffectiveCourage.com. Eric is sharing his story on how he could have prevented himself from spending $10,000, a solution that would have cost him less than $200 a year. This is back when Friday episodes were known as short stacks, so it stops right before the 30-minute mark. Remember to disregard any investment info or giveaways mentioned. Although it would be pretty funny if someone called in trying to win a giveaway, I'd totally tell them that they'd won and let Joe try to explain his way out of that one. This episode was originally released Friday, September 4th, 2015. Enjoy, and seriously, have a happier holiday than I'm having here in the basement. Fintern out.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
Live from my parents' basement, it's The Short Stack, an interview with the Stacking Benjamin's guest who has an idea so good, Mom wanted us to give it a special little show all its own. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Joe Salcy. Hi, Average Joe Money on Twitter. And welcome to your basement home for all topics about earning, saving, and spending with a plan. We're up to episode 246-I. Today, we're talking insurance. And it's a type that nobody really talks about, renter's insurance. Who needs it? Who doesn't? I think you're going to be surprised. We'll cover all that and build the right policy on today's show. But before we say hello to Eric Narcisco, we've got to say a big thanks to everybody who's using our sponsors, Magnify Money and SoFi. If you're on the lookout, who isn't, for better financial products, go to stackingbenjamins.com/magnifymoney. If you're looking to find savings with a higher interest rate or a checking account with lower fees or maybe better online banking options, head to a comparison site instead of just reading random advertisements. Magnify Money's got you covered. It's only a few clicks before you'll discover there are roads leading toward better financial products and they're easy to use. Cool thing about Magnify Money, guess what? Two days ago, I got a note from Nick over at Magnify Money, and the Today Show recognized them as being the place that you should head to when you're comparison shopping. So the Today Show finally up to snuff with up to speed with what we've known for a long time. And guess who else was on that Today Show spot? Also, Nick said that SoFi, and if you head to stackybenjamins.com/SoFi, you will see that they are the leader in marketplace lending. It's really cool when I'm in a movie theater and I get an email from Nick at Magnify Money that tells me I had a great day. I love it when we've picked sponsors that are recognized in major media as being best in class. That just is fantastic. So with SoFi, their process is simple. Their loans aren't just competitive. You're going to find them at the bottom of any interest rate ladder, whether you're shopping for student loans, mortgages, or personal loans. StackingBenjamins.com/SoFi. It's conservative lending. That means you need a great credit score to apply. But if that's you and you're sick of high rates and poor service, head to StackingBenjamins.com/SoFi. And in less than 10 minutes, according to co-founder Dan Macklin, you will be done and know that you are going to pay off your debt more quickly and less money's going to go to interest. All right. Hey, let's talk insurance today, shall we? Eric Narcisco. He is with Effective Coverage and his website, effectivecoverage.com. He's got an interesting story. We're going to ask him about it because this is a topic that's great for this time of year. September for me is the time when I'm settling into normalcy. I remember when I was a financial advisor, people were getting back to, you know, back to the grind after vacations. Kids are going back to school. People are working on their plans, fixing up stuff around the house. You're not busy with the holidays yet. It's a time to look at all those things in life that normally you might forget. Eric forgot something and it cost him big. So let's talk to him. Here comes Eric Narcisco from Effective Coverage coming down to the basement. And Eric Narcisco joins us in the basement. Welcome, man.
Thank you so much.
Well,
great
hey,
to be here.
Well, I got to say this. You started this company for a good reason. You lost everything in a fire?
That's right. I mean, I was sitting at work just like any other guy. My girlfriend at the time happened to be home and I got the phone call and she said, "Hey, Eric, there's smoke coming out of the outlet in the wall."
Generally, that's a bad thing.
Generally, it tends to be a bad start of a day.
But your girlfriend was at your house and saw this. So what happened then?
What happened then was get out of the house and give me a call when you're on the street. So as she was getting out of the house, I was getting out of the office and driving home. Now, luckily at the time, I lived 10 minutes away. So it was a quick jaunt home to find my apartment. And we lived in like a quad apartment building surrounded by about 5 or 6 fire trucks. Luckily, we were across the street from the fire department. So they definitely beat me there.
Well, the firefighters, I mean, you made some new friends and firefighters that day, I'll bet. But when it came to your stuff, what happened?
My stuff was pretty much completely destroyed from just a smoke damage perspective. Like you never realize like that camping fire that we all hang out around and enjoy, it stinks. And when that's ripping through your apartment, it makes everything smell really, really bad.
I remember being in college and, you know, you go to the bar in college, right? I did that once or twice and my clothes would stink like cigarette smoke. This would be much worse, I'd think.
Much worse. And remember, like you'd be coming home sometimes and you say like, "I'm not going to go to the bar only because I don't want to pay for the dry cleaning because I just graduated college and have no money." Right. So
how far,
it's like that.
How far out of college were you at the time when this happened, Eric?
It was 2002. I was 2 years out of college.
Wow. So here you are, young professional, and all your stuff is gone. How much did it cost you to replace all your stuff?
It cost me about 10 grand. Okay. You know, and it wasn't like I just went out the next day and spent $10,000, obviously, right? Because I only had about $500 in the bank. So I just, over time, had to replace all of that stuff. And it really comes down to like everything that you have is destroyed. It takes a long time to replace it, especially when you have everything else, the car payments, the college loans, you know, the rent that starts again fresh in a couple of weeks. It catches up. It was a hard journey getting back out of that hole.
And you know, it's funny, before we start talking about policies and designing good renter's insurance policies, there's a lot of people listening that don't think that they need renter's insurance, right? But I know there's a lot of non-traditional uses for renter's insurance. Who are some people out there listening that might need renter's insurance that don't think they do?
Well, I would say anybody that rents, answer the question, right? But at the end of the day, though, anybody who doesn't think they have enough stuff, let's just take that whole piece of the pie and say, it doesn't matter if you don't have things to protect in your apartment, you still have liability, right? So let's say you cause a fire. You were the person that caused me to have a fire in my apartment. I'm going to sue you and say, "Listen, Joe, you're responsible for my damages because you burnt the place down." And you'd have to pay for those damages. Now, if you had a renter's insurance policy, you'd be covered for those expenses.
My understanding is too, Eric, that let's say that you own a house and your girlfriend is living with you and she doesn't own the house, or you've got a roommate that doesn't own the house. My understanding is that person's stuff isn't covered under the homeowner's policy and they need renter's insurance too?
That's 100% right. The term is called financial interest, right? So when you're renting to your buddy and you own the house, we're in your mom's basement, so you may not own the house. But if your friend owns the house, and they're renting to their friend, they have no financial interest in their personal property. So that renter needs to get their own policy.
So your girlfriend's stuff, had you had renter's insurance, What about that? So your name is on the lease. If her name isn't on the lease, then it's the same thing, right?
Typically with girlfriends, once you start getting into that relationship and you start becoming cohabitating and things like that, you're really more of a family unit than just roommates.
Okay.
You could find coverage under the renter's insurance policy.
Okay.
Luckily for me, I was still in that stage where like the most she was allowed to have over at the apartment was a toothbrush and then she should leave again. So she didn't have much there and it wouldn't have been a problem for her because she had her rich dad too. But
that's a whole different insurance policy.
Right.
And also I was thinking people out there with kids, like I've got two kids in college. I bet you send your kids away to college. You don't think about renter's insurance for them.
Right. That's true. And a lot of times they'll need their own policy. Now, sometimes your kids in college can pay your homeowner's policy would pay for your children if they're still minors. But let's say, you know, your kid is now in grad school or their full-time residency is that apartment that they have in their college town. There's going to come a time where they're no longer covered under your homeowner's policy.
Boy, that's a great question to ask your homeowners people then.
Yeah. And the last thing you want is for your kid to experience a liability scenario where they've just graduated college, they have this great career ahead of them, they cause bodily injury or property damage to another, and now their wages could be garnered for the next 10 years because they don't have the money to pay for those damages.
Right. Or they don't, but they're accused of it, which is even worse, right? I mean,
bingo. Yeah.
Because bad stuff happens to good people.
Bad stuff happens and we need lawyers when bad stuff happens to good people.
That's right.
And the renter's insurance policy, even your homeowner's policy, is going to pay for that defense cost. Even in that scenario where you're not responsible, you're like, listen, that wasn't my candle. It wasn't coming out of my apartment. I don't know what the problem is. You could still be brought into a suit. And, you know, I don't know if you ever had to pay for a lawyer, but those charges rack up fast.
No, and the whole lawyer joke thing is a whole different podcast.
Yes. We'll stay away from the jokes with the lawyers.
Well, let's build a policy then, shall we? Most people I know start with the company first, and I'll bet that it's probably a better idea to start off what the person is trying to protect. Am I right?
That's right. I mean, our very first question is picture your worst case scenario, right? If there were a fire, now that's typically the worst case scenario, and you had to replace everything, what would it take? Now, too frequently, the person's answer to that question is really, well, what's the minimum limit you offer?
Right. I get that because they're not worried about what it covers. They just want to know lowest price.
Lowest price, right? And they have their landlord or property manager telling them they have to have an insurance policy and they just want the cheapest possible option. We'll try and push back a little bit on that. So let's push back a little bit and you'll maybe tell me what your think your general stuff is in our pseudo renter land.
And once you do that, I bet you find out that the price tag between the real thing that they should get versus the minimal thing that the landlord wants to have them get. I mean, this isn't nearly as expensive as people think it is.
That's the amazing piece right there. The average renter's insurance policy is $185.
Wow.
That's the average. And that comes with $15,000 of personal property coverage and $100,000 of liability coverage.
What term does that cover, Eric?
That's a 12-month term.
That's a 12-month. Yeah. So less than $20 a month.
Yeah. The renter's insurance policy is the redheaded stepchild of the insurance industry and not pushed by a lot of insurance agents because it's so cheap.
Yeah, because they don't make any money.
They make no money on it.
Got it. What is normally covered? What are some of the main, I guess, covenants they're called in a renter's insurance policy that everybody gets? Are there any basic, is there like any basic level of coverage most people get with a renter's policy?
In your basic policy, you're going to get coverage for things like fire, vandalism, theft, explosion. Theft is really the most frequent cause of loss on a renter's insurance policy.
So those are covered in anyone. I guess probably the better question, Eric, is what isn't covered that surprises people?
Here are two things that are not covered that surprise people. One is going to be flood. Now, we're right around the 10-year anniversary of Katrina. And you'll remember that a lot of those people who experienced damage from flood were not covered under their homeowner's policies. That same thing would apply to a renter's insurance policy.
Okay.
And the next thing that's not covered quite as frequently, people don't really have too concern about, except for certain parts of the country, is earthquake.
Oh, really?
Yep. So flood and earthquake are two things that are not covered on a renter's insurance policy.
Can I buy separate like endorsements that add those to the policy? And are those expensive?
They're not expensive for earthquake. You could add that right onto your renter's insurance policy. And that's just an endorsement that goes onto your standard policy. With flood, it is a little bit more pricey. It's a separate policy policy altogether, underwritten by the or backed by the government, it's going to be a completely different policy altogether.
Yeah. And I'll bet that that's, and I'm just guessing here, and you can tell me because you're the expert and I'm not, but I think that must be because if somebody's going to add on a flood policy, the only people that do that are people that think that they're going to be like they're living in a floodplain.
That's right. People often buy flood insurance when their mortgage company or lender tells them they have to.
Right. And the mortgage company's telling them because they know.
They know. And despite the fact that it may cost a couple of $1,000, if you want us to give you this money for your home, we want you to maintain flood insurance.
Tell me about the things that like jewelry, you know, some of this expensive stuff.
So that's a great point, right? Because our renter's insurance policies and really all standard policies will come with jewelry coverage. Because everyone has a certain amount of jewelry coverage. Now, like I said, our basic policy comes with $15,000 of personal property coverage. It has a sublimit of $1,000 for jewelry coverage. So that's going to limit any one type of loss or any one occurrence to $1,000 for jewelry coverage.
So if you're somebody renting, but you've got mom's expensive ring, how do you get that added?
You let us know. And that will be one of the series of questions that we'll ask you as we try and dig deeper into what you have in the event of a total loss. We could add up to $50,000 or even $100,000 of jewelry coverage right onto our policies.
Hey, everybody, got to take a quick break from talking to Eric to say thanks again to everyone who's used our sponsor links for their personal financial decisions. Let's start with the team over at Magnify Money, shall we? They make it simple to comparison shop savings accounts, checking accounts, credit cards, personal loans, you name it. They do it when it comes to your banking tools. Maybe you're listening to Eric and you're thinking, you know what? I not only need to look at my insurances, I need to look at the things that I use every day to manage my money. So to do that, head to stackingbenjamins.com/magnify money. They ask you a few quick questions, none of them personal, and they will immediately then populate this list. It's the top ways to either refinance your debt, the top checking accounts, highest interest savings, credit cards that have the least fine print, whatever it might be. They've got it. stackingbenjamins.com/magnify money. Once you've gone there, you'll notice, especially if you're shopping student loans, mortgages, or personal loans, that SoFi, that's spelled S-O-F-I, they appear as the number one choice in many of Nick's rankings. And the reason why both of them are number one in our book, but also in the Today Show book now, is because of the fact that SoFi's interest rates are through the floor. So if you've got student loans, you should head to stackingbenjamins.com/SoFi. Have a mortgage and you're not sure if the rate is low enough? stackingbenjamins.com/SoFi. Personal loans and you're getting ripped off by your bank? stackingbenjamins.com/SoFi. 10 minutes and you'll have your answer about whether SoFi will work with you or not. All right. Here's our Facebook Friday question, everybody. Have you had a time when homeowners or renters insurance saved your booty? Answer that one on Facebook, facebook.com/iStackBenjamins. But for now, let's get back to Eric Narcisco from Effective Coverage and our discussion about renter's insurance. What's the maximum for things like a computer?
There is no limit for computers. So you might have a nice setup here, and you obviously do in the basement, have a great setup. Right. But this is all covered under your standard insurance policy.
Is it replacement value? Like if I lose my MacBook sitting here, do I get a new one or do I get what it was worth at the time that the bad stuff happened?
You would get a replacement cost with one of our policies. There are people out there who sell policies without replacement cost coverage on them, meaning like you're getting that what we call the pawn shop value. I mean, that's the easiest way to describe it, right? So if you have a total loss, do you want to shop at the pawn shop to replace all your personal property or Salvation Army? Or do you want to go back to Best Buy and to Macy's to get all your personal property? That replacement cost, that's the guy who goes to Macy's. The actual cash value is the guy who goes to the pawn shop.
Well, and that seems to me to be the danger of the first question that you ask is what does it cost? Because I'll bet that a policy that doesn't have replacement value is a hell of a lot cheaper.
Well, here's this crazy thing. It's not a hell of a lot cheaper.
Really?
It's about $10 cheaper.
$10 a year cheaper.
A year. It's just a hell of a lot dumber to purchase. Right? There are people who could sell it to you. We won't be one of those people. And nobody here would sell you that policy. It's just, you know, if you're given the power on a website to make your policy cheaper and you say, oh, I could save $10 by taking replacement cost off, you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. So really, those policies are almost as expensive, it sounds like, because they're preying on the fact that people that are going to buy them are the people that aren't going to ask any questions.
The people who are willing to sell those policies, probably the answer for that is yes.
Yeah.
I think the people who are in the industry and looking to sell you a good product and actually protect you in the event of a loss, you shouldn't take this off. So let's not make it too attractive for you to make a bad decision.
Right. Are you saying that there are some insurance people out there that actually want to be in the customer's corner? Say it isn't so, man.
Hey, there are a few of us out there fighting the good fight.
You're going to ruin the whole reputation. So if I'm buying renter's insurance, I know that with other type of policies that there are discounts that I might be able to get. Like my kids got a discount on their car insurance in high school because they had good grades. Yep. I mean, it was still a bajillion dollars, Eric, but they did get a little discount because of good grades. So there are discounts for renter's coverage?
There sure are discounts. And some of them will apply just a very small discount on a policy. Things like smoke detectors, fire alarms, sprinkler systems. Those are all going to, you're going to get the benefit of a discount from those. You'll also, if you do bundle it with your car insurance, right? So we'll sell a lot of car insurance to many of our renters insurance policyholders. You'll get a nice little discount from that. And you'll also get a discount on your car insurance. Now, here's the thing to remember, though. I'm going to say we're going to give you all these discounts and then it's going to be around 10%. Now, that's great, but you're only saving $18.
Right. Good point.
So it's one of those things where if you get that car, that discount on your car insurance policy and your kids are just running ahead to drive, your policy is costing you $3,000 a year, maybe even more, as long as your kids haven't had a speeding ticket. That adds up to big money. Yeah. On your renter's insurance policy, I think first and foremost, it's get a good policy that gets the job done. We'll stack on some discounts for you, though, along the way as well.
That's another good point, is that let's talk about ratings, because we haven't talked about this with anybody who's been on lately about insurance. Insurance companies have a rating system. How do I know that I'm getting a good company? It's going to be there because, you know, we all talk about the price, like you mentioned earlier, Eric, but we never talk about how likely is it this company is going to be around when I need it.
Yeah, that's a great point. The financial strength of your insurance carrier is critical, especially in the event that there's a catastrophe, right? Like a Katrina or some large fire that devastates a large portion of buildings. You, right? You want to make sure that your carrier has the financial strength. That is typically measured by AM Best, right? They'll give A plus, A minus, B plus, even B and B minus, depending on the quality of the financial strength of that carrier. Some carriers don't even have an AM Best rating. And that's something to be a little bit concerned about. You want to make sure that the carrier that you purchase your policy from has an AM Best rating under underwriting companies.
And then it's rated like a school grade. Because I know there's other rating services that, like an A isn't necessarily a good grade because A is like the bottom and then it goes A plus, A plus, 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 A plus, 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 plus.
Right. AAA, yeah. Yeah. That's right. They keep it pretty simple, right? So AM Best just uses a simple rating, just like a grade school.
Got it. Cool.
The other ratings that we always say, hey, take a look at it, the J.D. Power ratings. I mean, that kind of goes back to, yeah, they had the financial strength, but how are they at paying claims? Like, what are some of those intangibles that I want to make sure you're actually good at? Customer service. Are you open 7 days a week? Do you pay your claims well? Are your customers who are with you happy?
Ah, it's like, so the JD Power, I hadn't thought of that. That's like, yeah, based on customer service.
Yeah, it's almost like your consumer report studies.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's an important one.
The website is effectivecoverage.com. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do specifically, Eric.
We specifically work with renters nationwide to help them get renter's insurance. Here's the scary thing. There are 38 million rental units in the United States. Less than 50% of them have renter's insurance.
Wow.
And that's what we're trying to solve.
Wow. Make sure that...
First and foremost, it's getting those people to have coverage.
The website is effectivecoverage.com. I'm on it right now. It looks like it's... What is it? A simple questionnaire. You start off with where you live, your zip code?
Yep. Put in your zip code. And right from there, we pipe right into all of our carriers' websites. We'll find you the very best price, and you could purchase the policy typically in about 3 minutes from our website.
Do I see not just the best price, do I also see then the different people that will cover me? So if I want to not have the best price one, but have one that has a higher, what'd you say, AM Best rating?
We use all those factors behind the scenes, and we will assign that carrier to you based on the quality of their coverage. And really, all of the carriers on our program our quality, right? Every one of our carriers has an AM Best rating. So we're not going to find that loophole of people like, oh, they're not really the ones we'd want to put you with scenario, right? Or else we wouldn't be trading partners with them. So right off the bat, what we're going to present you is a price for a basic coverage plan. And then you can tweak those coverages as you see fit. Maybe you need $50,000-$75,000 of personal property coverage. No problem. Maybe you want $500,000 of liability coverage. No problem. Important part is, like, we're not going to sell your information to 17 insurance agents who are going to start calling you incessantly trying to get you to buy a policy. This is a one and done deal. It's come to effective coverage. Get put your couple bits of information in there. And if you're on, as you see here on the screen, it's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it right from your cell phone. That website is brand new, launched out actually about 8 weeks ago, where it's a completely mobile optimized quoting platform. You could do it right from your cell phone in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, that's cool. So I'll put a link to this also then right into the show description. So people that have the hotspot, you can just go from the show description right to the site. That's cool. And it's phone numbers 800-892-4308.
That is us.
People got questions for you. How do they find you and ask you? Because I'm sure I haven't asked you everything about renter's coverage, Eric. How do people write to you, or can they follow you on social media?
They could write to me at narcisco@effectivecoverage.com, or they can dial right into that phone number that you just mentioned. Just ask for Eric. We have a whole team of specialists here who serve renters nationwide, but they all know who I am, that's for sure. So just have them ask for Eric, and I'll be happy to talk to any one of your listeners and give them a quote myself, make sure they're getting the coverage that they need.
So that's the question for me. Is there such a thing as squatter's insurance? Because we don't rent here. We just squat.
Hopefully you're still covering your mom's insurance policy. So that's a good distinction between the roommate and the family member. So your mom's policy, even though you're a squatter, would still give you the coverage that you need since you're family.
All these other reprobates got to go that are contributors. That's good. That's good for me and for mom. Well,
now, if your mom ever wants to squat in your basement, she'll still be covered under your policy too. So maybe someday there'll be a turning of the tides.
If that ever happens, we're in big trouble, man. Hey, so my last question for you is, I'm sure that when, let's say you're at a cocktail party or something, everybody's got these fingernails on a chalkboard, these misconceptions about something. What's the biggest misconception about renter's insurance that you've heard?
That they don't need it. I mean, it's not maybe a misconception, but it's just the, I don't need coverage, hoo-ah, I'll never have a fire. Or nobody will ever break into my stuff because I'm a big, bad, tough guy.
Oh, that's going to do it for this week, everybody. Hey, we're in week number 3 of our new puzzle. What puzzle, you ask? Well, here's the deal. Every week, starting 3 weeks ago, just in the Friday shows, we include a little piece of this puzzle in the first few minutes of the show. In the past, we've done these crazy things. Sometimes it's the first word of the title. That's been one. We've created words using the letters after the numbers of the episodes. We've had all kinds of things. It's neither one of those. I'm not going to make this super easy for you, but that's some of the stuff that we do. So go back to the last couple Friday episodes and today. And you know what? Generally, when we get toward the end of the puzzle, they get a little awkward too. So if you hear something that just doesn't sound right in the first minute of the podcast, start checking that out. And then email me the second you think you got it. And you know what'll happen? If you're first, you will not only get a $20 Amazon gift card, but you'll also get a prize pack that I put together specifically for you. So that's that. Let's talk about next week. On Monday, Linda P. Jones from Be Wealthy and Smart is going to join Len and Greg on My Dad's Shortwave to celebrate Labor Day. We're talking about September. Here's something you might not know. September, historically, it's been this horrible month in the stock market. So we're going to ask them their thoughts about this September. On Wednesday, we've got a concept. Ever want to change something about your mortgage, but you don't want to, you know, there's fees, there's this full refinance. You don't want to start over with 15 or start over with 30 years. Are there other options? It turns out David Rubenstein from creditshout.com knows one, and he's talking about something that will allow you to maybe just change your mortgage, much lower fee. He's going to talk about the upsides and the downsides of doing that. Who's eligible? It's pretty neat. Loving that. So that is on Wednesday's show. And on Friday, one of my favorite human beings in the whole world, our very own Len Penzo from lenpenzo.com joins us to share this year's school lunch sandwich survey. If you've been a listener for a while, you know, Len every year looks at the price of the ingredients that go into a sandwich in the brown bag lunch. And he's doing it this year for the 9th year. So how's inflation hit your lunch? Well, we'll have what I'm sure is going to be a hilarious and informative conversation with Len on Friday, because that's the way conversations with Len always are. That's all next week. We are here on Labor Day, by the way. We'll be here on Monday. You heard me say what we're doing Monday. We are here with a full episode on Monday. Can't wait. So for now, your homework, if you don't have renter's insurance and you need it, head to sign up. Head either to ericsiteeffectivecoverage.com or wherever you buy insurance. And hopefully we gave you enough info today to know what to look for. If not, I'm going to have Eric's information in our show notes at stackybenjamins.com. All right. We'll see everybody next Monday. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll be back here on Labor Day. Labor and stacking more Benjamins.
This show is the property of the Free Financial Advisor, LLC, copyright 2015. The show is edited by Josal Sihai and Isabella Bianca.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Suppose they call that a novelty act?
I don't know, but it wasn't too bad.